trying to get my niggas more chips. Just put the rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change.
Video?
I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came.
Yeah,
I hope that you scrape every belly you pain. I hope you know money won't erase the pain.
Going to the mud, kind of like a grid.
I was watching you when you was paving the ground.
Yeah, $250,000 car, yo, top of the fleet.
I study the grace, I'm the greatest right now. Fuck if you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my team.
Damn, my heart sunk in my stomach, I can't believe I let Nas down. I got defensive on the phone, resentment was in my tone, fuck it. Long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pop was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes it's the same thing, abusing my power. Full of resentment. Resentment that turned into deep depression. J. Cole, he's talking to you, my nigga. Like, seriously, what's going on? I don't understand. You say that whole album's trash and slept upon and puts people to sleep when exactly he's talking to you, my G. It's so crazy. J. Cole, for 2 years, has been trying to tell everybody, I'm the man. Nobody can mess with me. I'm the greatest rapper alive. Nobody dare to talk to me. For 2 years straight, he went on countless features. I'm talking Boss, Passport Bros, Gucci Man, There I Go. And then he said, you know what? Let me push the limits some more. I'll give you UK drill with Bia. I'll give you New York drill with Benny the Butcher and tracks with Moneybagg Yo. You don't like that? I'll give you some Afrobeat stuff. I'll go turn up a Burna Boy. Give you some R&B stuff with Summer Walker. Tapping with the young dudes with Lil Yachty on Secret Recipe. With Lil Durk on All My Life, you know, get Grammy nominated. All those things in a 2 year span. Getting into perfect form. And then he does his last feature, First Person Shooter with Drake. Now, Cole was probably feeling himself at this point. 2 years run, nobody can mess with me lyrically. I'm in the best shape of my life. And he drops a verse like this? Come on, man. You threw the stones first and then hiding your hands behind the rocks that you threw. That's crazy. There would be no big three competition or discussion until you brought it into the conversation. No one else said it but you. I know you was feeling yourself, but these are the repercussions that come with the hands and the rocks that you throw at them. I make sure you know that I hit you like I'm on your call ID. I'm naming the album to fall off. It's pretty ironic because it ain't no fall off for me. Still in this bitch getting bigger. They waiting on the kid to come drop like a father to be. Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started to leave. But right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. Yeah, Muhammad Ali, the one that they call when they shit ain't connecting no more. Feel like I got a job in IT. Talking about love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started a league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. Last time I checked, my G, Muhammad Ali never got into a ring. And before the fight started, he said, you know what? I'ma just leave. This fight ain't for me, G. I gotta go. This is all your fault, man. I don't know what you were trying to do. You get your very first number one single on the Hot Billboard 100, your very first time in your career, and you don't even want to back it up. You can now never, ever perform your number one song ever again. It's not going to hit the same, and it's not going to be played as well at all. You were the one who started the whole big three, and then you try to end it like that. This man has been spending too much time with Drake on tour for the past 5 months or 6 months, and I don't know what's been going on with him, but he felt like this was the one, and then that was that. This is why Might Delete Later didn't sound that good. Its second half sounded like a poor attempt of trying to be a Drake replica. You have voicemails of women calling you on the intro of the track. Bro, aren't you married? Like, you're on this type of lifestyle that you weren't trying to be a part of. You shot too high into the sky, And now you're holding your chest apologizing to Kendrick. I don't know what to make of it. And then J. Cole comes off the tour with Drake, you know, still believing he's the big three. Drops the diss track. Say that somebody dissing, he still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic, your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, so I got feeling himself for 2 days. And then he takes himself to Dreamville Festival in front of his fans. Bro, he lied to us. Let's just get onto this. He lied to us. People have been following J. Cole for so long. Since even his first big concert, what is it? Doll in the Dream started in 2015. To almost a decade later, you're having your own festival. From Doll in the Dream to a Dream Festival. From $1 tickets to 100,000 people in attendance paying premium price to see you perform. And you go on stage and you go and apologize. People have been hyping you up for 2 years, giving you the support. Yeah, J. Cole, you're the number one. You're the best. Try different stuff. Mix with different producers. Do all these things. And you did it. But what happens at the festival? Has a crazy lineup. Has the obviously the Dreamville artist there. Has 50 Cent. And right before he goes on stage, he has Lil Durk perform. So after that, you have Lil Durk perform. Talking all these crazy stuff about like getting back on your ops, talking about the enemies, how they dare you diss him. And then J. Cole comes on the stage and he says this.
So I'm so proud of that project, except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right? And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like, nah, don't do that. But I got to keep it 100 with y'all, right? I damn near had a relapse, right? Because y'all heard some shit that happened two, three weeks ago, however long it was. Y'all heard that bazooka that was dropped on the motherfucking game, right? So all of this time of me moving on my own accord, for the first time I was tested. Why am I tested? Because I got the world. And I got my niggas like, what you gonna do, Cole? My niggas like, bit boy, I must have had 1,000 missed calls. Oh my fucking God. Text flooded. I couldn't even answer my shit. Nigga, it's wartime. Boom, 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 right? Niggas wanna see blood. And I was conflicted because, one, I know my heart, you know what I mean? And like, I know how I feel about my peers, these two niggas that I just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone chase their greatness, right? So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bro, I know I don't really feel no way, but the world want to see blood. I don't know if y'all can feel that, but the world want to see blood. So I say all of that to say, in my spirit of trying to like get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I moved in a way that I feel spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to like jab my nigga back and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel, that shit disrupts my fucking peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this nigga's fucking catalog and his greatness. I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a fucking microphone? Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. And I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God aligned me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm gonna take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are like, forgive a nigga for like the misstep and then I can get back to my true path. Cause I ain't gonna lie to y'all. The past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years. So all of that to say, man, I want to now perform the song that's a reminder to me of getting back on the right path and getting in tune with God. And the name of the song is called Love Yours. I want to do that for you.
Talking about sleepless nights. Yeah, because you lied about Kendrick's discography and you know it. It must be hard to look yourself in the mirror, man. Talking about leave my chin open for you to take your best shot. And then after that, he plays Love Yours, his most iconic love song. After all of that, after him holding his chest, telling Kendrick you can have your best shot at me, I'll leave my chin held up high. He goes and he plays Love Yours. Guy, if I'm anybody on that stage right now, if I'm Little Durk, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I gave you the biggest amp up set right before to go and diss Kendrick, and this is what you give? And I say people online talking about like, oh, Cole apologized because he didn't want it to go violent. He didn't want things to get too rowdy. This is probably the friendliest rap beef in history, and everybody knew it. Kendrick and Cole aren't killers like that. We just want to see bars. Real hip hop, genuine. The people online are acting like, oh, this is like Nas versus Jay, or Beans versus Kiss, or Kiss versus 50, or The Game versus 50, or you can go on forever, man. It's nothing like that. You know, you're not having The Game showing up at Hot 97, waiting in front of there, doing 15 minute diss tracks where you have to sleep at night and really get into it. This is not Beans and Kiss going back, or Kiss literally dissing 50 Cent. This is what the diss track sounds like. Comfortable in your own skin. I wrap my ass off. I'm fighting a champ with the glass jaw at the Garden of Nassau. See me, couple hood niggas behind stars. I heard you put a couple good niggas behind bars. I might never sell that much. You could bet your last two quarters. I never tell that much. Picture Kiss not come out swinging. It's like going to see 50 at a show and he don't come out singing. Yeah, I don't know what Cole was thinking, man. Cole is one of my favorite rappers. He took shots for years on years, subliminals, saying he's the best. And you tuck your tail and run when the heat gets applied back to you. Nothing physical, nothing crazy, just rapping. And I guess Kendrick must be the boogeyman because everyone seems scared to get back at him. Nobody wants to say anything. You got an early start on the run from solidifying the truth. What are you talking about? And being number one, saying Superman as a kryptonite, all of this type of good stuff. And then you fall flat on your face. Legacy ruined for the greater part of his life. And I don't really care what Cole says sells the next album. He can sell 500 units, 600 units, 700 units, and it'll probably still sell well. But people are always going to look back at him as the rapper who could really rap a lot. But when it came to adversity and actual challenges, he moved away. We're going to look back and look at J. Cole's two biggest beefs. He beefed with, female rap? No Name. He had so much smoke for No Name. And prior to that, who was he rapping and battling with? The J. Cole killer himself. Run DMC's youngest seed. Diggy Simmons. Yes, that's what J. Cole's going to be known for in his beef. Going against a female rapper. And going against a kid who is 12 years younger than him just because he dissed his sister. That's the legacy J. Cole will have when it comes to rap beef. And it's a shame. It honestly can probably get a lot worse for his legacy if we're just going outside of rap beefs. I don't want to hear J. Cole talking about, I'm the best rapper. Nobody can compete with me. I'm that nigga. Nah, we saw what you can do when you're faced with adversity. And that's not it. And those bars aren't going to hit the same. I'm listening back to Might Delete Later and half of the album. You guys heard me last pod. He was hyping up the fall off before he apologized and said three or four tracks. Oh, you guys can't wait to see the fall off album is going to be so great, so great. And he's talking about he's the greatest MC. No one can mess with him. All those bars now on Might Delete Later do not hit the same. Might Delete Later. I might delete that now. It's a really bad project now because it sounds super phony and super fugazi. For the fall off, I don't want to hear none of those bars. He's probably had most of the album done already, if we're going to be honest. And a lot of the tracks are probably sounding similar than his premium 2-year run where he's at the height of the rap game. And if that's what he has in the album, a lot of people aren't going to receive it very well. They're going to be like, you're lying to us. We don't believe you. Kind of like your diss track, talking about Kendrick's discography is worse than yours, more sleeping and putting people to sleep, one for your eyes only kept my eyes for only shut forever. It's these type of things that people will never understand when it comes to J. Cole, and it's going to affect his artists, which I feel bad for. Boss, Cause, Ari Lennox, Loop, New, JID, Earth Gang, all of them. It's going to be very difficult going forward, man, when it comes to trying to getting stuff done when your head honcho of the label is acting this way, backing down from beef and hurting his legacy. It unfortunately affects you guys as well, too. All Cole had to do was just rap. Keep rapping and leave it at that. It's rap, man. Go out swinging. Look at MGK versus Eminem. And people say MGK even won. You know what I mean? So there was no need for Cole to do this. He could have went out swinging or just kept it at rap. It wasn't going to go violent. People just want to hear bars and hear some of the biggest and best rappers in the industry actually go at it for once. And we didn't get that. Whatever, though. Hey, Sabrina, go ahead and play the favorite and greatest rapper of all time right now. Until next time, it's the Boy From No Good Podcast. I'll see you soon.
Oh, I was just playing, K-Dot. Come on, you know a nigga rock with you, bro.
Shut the fuck up. You sound like the last nigga I know. Might end up like the last nigga I know. Oh, you don't want to clash, nigga, I know. I put my foot on the gas, head on the flow, hopping out before the vehicle crash. I'm on the road yelling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I am the greatest rapper alive. So damn great, motherfucker, I've died. What you hearing now is a paranormal vibe.